Researchers have recovered human remains from the gun turret of the Civil War-era USS Monitor. The Monitor and the Confederate ship Virginia fought to a draw in 1862, the first clash between the ironclads, experimental ships with iron skins. Months later, the Monitor sank in a storm. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has been working on recovering the ship. John Broadwater is the chief scientist of the Monitor Expedition 2002 team. He was off the coast of North Carolina earlier this month when the Monitor's gun turret was raised.
We had made provisions for the possibility of finding human remains, and sure enough, we found that two of the crew had been trapped inside the turret somehow the night the ship sank.
And what sort of condition were they in? I mean, I gather that there was a ring found, something like that.
Yes, just this week with the continuation of the excavation, we did find that one of the two individuals had a gold ring, and it has a design on it. We were hoping it might have an inscription or some indication of the name. It appears that it does not. That was our hope, since it might have helped us identify the person and even return the individual to its family. We are treating the remains, as it's indicated by the military, for military remains from any war. We've had a lot of help there from the Naval Historical Center and also from the U.S. Army's Central Identification Laboratory in Hawaii. This is the unit that serves all of the military for the recovery and analysis of human remains. And then we're also working with the Navy Casualty Office.
What else have you found, besides, of course, the turret and then now human remains? And what do you think that it will tell you about this time period?
One of the things that we've been very interested in finding inside the turret is any details on how the turret mechanisms worked, how the turret was actually moved. The turret with the guns inside weighed somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 tons, and we're just now getting down to the area where we should find the linkages and the mechanisms that caused the turret to turn, possibly even a braking system to stop the turret when it reached the desired point. And all of these are details that have been lost over time. We don't have any details in the drawings or descriptions. And so this is going to tell us a lot about the details of the technology of the day and the genius who invented the monitor, John Ericsson.
And the ship has been underwater for 140 years. What kind of condition is it in?
The monitor's condition is very poor. In some areas, it appears to be fairly sound, and in others, the deterioration is pretty extreme. It's very difficult sometimes to imagine an iron warship that turned away cannonballs at point-blank range being fragile, but the monitor's condition is fragile.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee. It's good to be with you.
John Broadwater is the chief scientist of the Monitor salvage effort.